Rap Sucks Radio. Blah, 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 blah.
Remember the great debate as I moved the mic forward? If you guys could hear this live, I'm sorry. Or hear this in the recording, I'm sorry. I just got to get the mic adjusted. All right. Remember the great 90s rap debate over, like, what a freestyle was?
Of course. Well, I feel like it still goes on, right?
Does it really? I haven't heard in so long. I don't know. Hey, what's up, hip-hop people? You guys remember me, Track Life, the guy that rapped? Yeah, I don't care anymore. So,
okay.
That's why I don't know. Do people still talk about that?
What sparked the question?
Well, we were talking before we got on air about a written down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 I always thought the debate was kind of silly.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because, okay, so this is the thing. Just real quick. So, like, in high school, junior high school, actually, we didn't know any better, right? We were just trying to be rappers. So we would try to write a verse and memorize it and come back. Like, we didn't call it a freestyle or a wild style or anything at the time, although those right. terms predated anything we were doing. And with just a year's worth of knowledge, we knew what they were. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But at the time, in like 6th and 7th grade and 8th grade, we just, like, you had to write the illest rap you could and come back to school with it. You know what I'm saying? Even to the point where one dude, he used to be the illest dude at the school. Like, everybody thought, like, yo, you got to meet this dude. I almost said his name, but I don't want to put the homie on blast like that. And I hadn't just gotten there, but I had just started to get to know people. Like, I had been in West Covina for like a year or whatever, but a full school year. But I was like 6th grade and then right into 7th grade. So, you know, you kind of meet people and then you're not in school with them no more. So the next year, I'm in school with this dude that everybody's saying is the illest rapper, right?
Right.
So we get in a circle and I was like, wow, people rap? You know what I'm saying? Because I had never really met anybody that really would like rap. I thought I was the only person in the world. You know what I'm saying? It just felt like I was the only person outside of real rappers that rapped. And my brother, of course, and his friends, right?
So you rap?
I did at one point. in a past life. So anyway, just to cut the story y'all short, he gets in a circle and they like, yo, this dude's the illest dude. You gotta check him out. And he gets in and he's like, come, get some, you little bum. I'll take the cake, but you can't get it crumb. And I'm like, I look around and everybody's like, he's so ill. And I'm like,
are you serious?
I straight up. And I didn't purposely put him on blast. Like, I wasn't trying to. I just, you know what I'm saying? I was a goofy little kid. Not much different than the adult I am now. But but yeah, I was like, yo, isn't that Big Daddy Kane?
So yeah, what was it? So are you saying that the bar was low?
I don't remember if that was the verse though, because that was Warm It Up Kane, right?
I couldn't. I honestly would, you know.
Yeah, I think that was
Warm Up Kane. Probably. Who knows? Yeah.
But anyway, it was a Kane verse from back then. Oh yeah, it was absolutely clear. Like, I had the tape. I was like, yeah, listen to this every day. You know what I'm saying? Because Big Daddy Kane was my favorite rapper at the time. So, and still is in my top five, but yeah.
Did you say funny. Raw?
Nah, I think the come get some.
Or did you say Warm It Up, Kane?
I thought isn't that Warm It Up, Kane?
I think it is Warm It Up.
Yeah, Kane. That's what I said earlier. It was Warm It Up, Kane.
Because I wanted to make sure that if I didn't know, and then I realized 2 seconds later that you were wrong, that I would point out that you were wrong, not knowing whether or not that's either one of us was right. Because that's what this has become.
Every old head. You want to talk about a can of old head energy? That was cracking it. Yo, real quick, Kev. I'm sorry, man. What up, y'all? You were live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Yep.
This is the In Here Tripping Edition, where we drop an episode every single day. We try to make it between 15,
no doubt,
15, 20 minutes. You know, just kind of what's been on our mind, and as we all are quarantined and having to chill at the crib.
I got a question for you, man. I have an opening question for you.
All right, I'm listening.
How is your nose?
How is my nose? After snatching my nose ring out this morning, it is
what?
It's a bit irritated, but it's cool. My wife and daughter
didn't even... Did you have to go to the ER?
Did not. It's a stud, man. It's a stud. So it hurt like hell, but it didn't hurt like snatching the ring out. But yeah, that joint hurt. But I heard it hit the floor and could not. I can't. It's gone. I'm like, damn, did the dog eat it? Like, I don't know where it is. So I gotta buy another one, but it's crazy because it kind of closes a little bit on the back end pretty rapidly. So I'm gonna have to force it back in if I want it, or I'm gonna have to just go ahead and go without it at 40 whatever years old I am at this point.
I know nothing about any of that. I'm glad you're okay.
And thank you. And in more entertaining news, I just found out that viruses have cleavage.
Have cleavage?
Yes. Yes. This virus cleavage. Had the current SARS-CoV virus that we are dealing with has a cleavage area. And myself, Traumatics, and Omega had a nice entertaining conversation about it.
How does that adjust your perspective and your attitude toward the virus?
I mean, there are a fair amount of sexist things I could say.
Generally?
I mean, from the moment I wake up, sort of like Folgers. but you know, I think that we know that it's sort of poetic justice, if you will. You know what I mean?
Sure.
A little bit of poetic irony that a virus would also have boobs. Is that a curse word? That's not a curse word, right?
I don't know. Yeah, we're trying to keep it a little cleaner than normal. You know, this is the thing. The content in itself is still somewhat adult related.
Sure.
Like, not crazy. Like, I don't think we ever get super crazy, but since we know that you are homeschooling your young people, we're trying not to use just the ridiculous number of... Why do I say we? I am trying not to use the ridiculously high number of curse words that we normally do.
Kev makes a decree and we all follow. That's the key here. Yo, you were saying though, you we had so much to talk about, man. The stimulus package.
Yeah, man.
We could start there. And what's funny is I was thinking about George Bush handing out $1,000. What's that now? 20 years ago now? About?
Now, did that happen?
Yeah, it came with your tax return. Yeah. It's like an extra $1,000. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
To stimulate the
economy. Talking about it like it's... Yeah. Yeah. Okay. My take on it, I'm going to give you my hot take, but this is where the written kicks in.
All right.
Listen, there's nobody's Eminem here, but you know, there's no KRS-One going on here.
Hey, wait a
minute.
Nor
is there a Macklemore Magic Rap going on in here.
I'd like to think that I'm close to one of them at least. All right, go ahead, man.
You shouldn't be. You should social distance from everybody. But okay, if you want to think that, go ahead.
I mean, I'm a pretty good rapper. All right, Kev, what's up? I was at least. All right,
so. There's been a lot of, not a lot. I mean, listen, the headlines over the last couple of days have been specifically pointed toward and focused on where the stimulus package is in the House, in the Senate. And a lot of the headlines have placed blame on one side or the other. I decided to go straight to Fox just to see what they had to say, which I try not to do, but I figure, hey. You know,
yeah, you should.
Since I know we're going to talk about it, let's see how crazy it is. And, you know, the thing is that the same thing happens, and I don't think it should happen at this point from either side, but, you know, the legislators add pieces of policy to these bills, no matter what it is. And you know, one... I am a trained epidemiologist, so anything I say about viruses, you should take as gospel. I am a classically trained musician, so anything I say about music, you should believe and you should not contradict. I am also, with regard to politics and legislation, I'm an expert.
So, there you go. Political scientist.
Yeah, so yeah, you know, do a little listening. Maybe learn something, you know. But, you know, like everybody else on social media. but yeah, you know, like people, you know, they add pork to these bills. It's in kind of bad taste, I think, you know, whether it's
Democrats
or Republicans,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
You know, when it, at the end of the day, there seems to be a fairly straightforward mission in this situation. But, you know, they do what they do, you know, pork gonna pork. So I just wanted to, my thing was just looking at it from a different perspective, because I think we all do feel like we are, you know, whatever. We somehow convince ourselves that we know stuff because we read one thing.
Right.
That very well could have been completely wrong. You know what I mean?
Yes. Or just bias, you know, in general, yeah.
Certainly the opportunity for bias is high, and the chance that it's just straight up incorrect is also relatively high. So this is the way I would explain it, from my perspective. This is just obviously my opinion, which that's why he came here. Imagine you're having car trouble, right?
All right.
You don't know anything about cars, but it's okay, because as it happens, you have access to a team of master mechanics trained to deal with every possible eventuality. And unlike in the real world, every member of that mechanic team, every mechanic on that team is completely 100% trustworthy. They're there for you. Their entire job is to help you fix car trouble as effectively, as efficiently as possible, before it runs you off the road.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
How great would that be?
It'd be amazing.
And again, you know zero about cars, much less automotive engineering or physics, and you also have soft little baby-type hands, so the hard work of popping the hood up and getting dirty is utterly out of your limited reach, right?
Okay.
Good news there, too. Because the guy who sold you the car took such good care of it that it's almost like you got it for a steal. And furthermore, he was such a stand-up guy that he and his mechanic team sat down and told you exactly what might go wrong and how you should prepare yourself for it. But you don't like to listen. You always fill up with the lowest octane gas. You schedule oil changes by smell.
Aye.
You ride the brakes. And you generally drive like the other people on the road don't matter, as long as you get to your tea time as quickly as possible.
Right.
So you've ignored your entire pit crew. And now steam is shooting out of your radiator, brake pads are squeaking, fan belts are screaming. But those parts all came from China, so blaming it on China buys you a little bit of time. Still, your mechanics are pleading with you. They're begging you to let them take the wheel, literally. But you know everything. So you fight them on that too. Meanwhile, the folks who make traffic law see that you are completely out of control. And they want to keep you from making things worse. All of them, they all want to keep you from making things worse. But some of them told you in the past that the need for regular oil changes are a complete hoax and myth, right?
right.
Some of them have long money invested in brake pads.
Right.
And a few of them actually helped you steal the car straight up. So they're not going to snitch now. And then the other half of them, they just want to make sure that all the people on the road simply don't get hurt. But screw those snowflakes, right? You got a tea time to get to.
Right.
You know? And throughout all of this, your utter ignorance is killing nurses, doctors, and hospital staff. You jerk. So that's my breakdown of what is going on right now. It didn't start yesterday. It didn't start the day before. It didn't start on Friday. It started about two... It started about 3 years ago. It came to, it should have come to a head 2 months ago, and yet we are talking about the events of the last few days, which is ridiculous.
It's funny, man, because I've been having this... I was talking to the homie Shug today, and I'm an entertainer of conspiracy theories because so many have been true, and this is one of the thin, and this is, it's going to go back to what you're saying. Just kind of bear with me real quick. But what I've noticed is, and I try, man, I really try, everybody listening out there, I know I can seem to be a stubborn person, but you have to understand how hard I try to not live in my own bubble. I really do try, which gets me into quite a few arguments, you know? Sometimes I end up defending people I don't... Most times, Kev, I defend people I don't even really like because the narrative goes too far. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
In this case, I'm not going to defend Trump, by the way. But what I find the most odd, and it was noted on... eloquently stated by you, all of it was... All of this description was. But prior to that, the stating that one is an expert because they've read one thing, and that thing could be bias, right?
Right.
What is happening right now is a bunch of people are watching this car drive wildly down the road.
Mm-hmm.
They all know the model of the car, the make of the car. They know everything about the car, right? So they say.
Mm-hmm.
But no one's read anything about the car. They just know. And that's what the internet is. Right. It's a bunch of people who don't read but know everything. Because their uncles, cousins, Bobby's, Jimmy's told them... So now they believe the story. You know what I'm saying? And it's so easy to pull the wool over the eyes of people who don't read or who only read what they want to read, who only view it the way they want to view it, who only perceive things the way they feel makes them more comfortable or fits their narrative. You see what I'm saying? I can criticize my favorite things as much as I can enjoy and speak highly about them. Until this country won't be an intelligent voting country. And I know Rap Sucks Radio is not really a political show, but it kind of is. We get into this type of thing, right? But just using a couple minutes real quick, and I hope people really take this, you know, I know I'm saying it, like, I hope y'all really listen to me. But no, I really hope y'all listen to me here. This country will not be an intellectually sound voting country until people drop their ridiculous bias. And if there's anything that this virus should have done, Kev, should have done, was made people go, all right, wait, this is serious. Lives are at stake. Real things are happening, right? But it seems to have driven people more into their corner. You know what I'm saying? People are more defensive, you know? I don't know what it's ever going to take for this country to get out of the nonsense. Like, it doesn't make any sense at all. Like, watching how people conduct themselves through all this doesn't make any sense to me. It seems like idiotic. There's actual information out there that's direct, timelined information. I mean, viruses have cleavage. That's real information. it's not even
that is potentially the most pertinent.
Yeah, it's
a piece of information.
You can find that out. Hey, they've described a virus with cleavage. Like, that sounds like a joke. Even if you follow the information, you can have fun with it. So I don't know, man. I'm really disappointed in like the not just how this has been handled by the president or whatever. I think state government has done great. All of them.
Absolutely.
Most of them, at least. I don't know too much about, I can't say all of them because I don't know about all of them, but what I'm reading from your, you know, from governors and larger city mayors and even smaller city mayors, you know, I just think state government has done a great job at this point. And federal government is starting to get it together. Even Doofus has started to sound a little more like a leader today, to me at least. But it still was so, it's wrapped in so much nonsense that it doesn't, I don't know, it just doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? You've already started this this war, you know?
And this is the thing, the way, and again, I was a smart earlier, which I will edit, but I had to look this up just to make sure that I knew, which I had kind of a feeling of, but there are currently 53 Republicans in the Senate, 45 Democrats, and 2 independents. Now, I think those numbers are correct, and I checked them in a couple different places. If they're wrong, forgive me, but, it matches with what I kind of assume, which is what, you know, the general split, which is close to even, but definitely leaning toward Republicans. The vote today, which was the vote, I believe, to end debate so that they could move on to the next step, which is not, it's not a done deal, right? It's not like the finish line.
Right.
But, nope. And one Democrat voted in favor of ending debate. So the final vote was 49-46, which I believe means that, you know, and I don't know where anyone who didn't vote falls into this, but I guess both the independents voted against it, all the Republicans, and then Doug Jones, the Democrat, voted for it. So that's pretty tight, right? And this is the type of a situation where you need 60 votes to move that forward. And the one thing I don't know is, I assume that if you require 60 votes to push something through, that means it's probably a little more important than your normal nonsense.
Right. Yes.
So it's not like, you know, there was, it's like you should have been, you know, either you're going to pull some of those Democrats over, you're not, or everyone's full of it. Right.
Yeah.
So the only reason I bring that up is to say that it's not this sort of weird one-sided thing on it, on the Republican side or the Democrat side. So why don't you go ahead and take a look at whatever you can find out from the sources that you trust about what the Democrats put in the bill or the plan, and what the Republicans put in the plan that have nothing to do with paying your bills come April 1st.
Right.
And decide by yourself how much of that is maybe important to you, is maybe not important to you, and maybe makes them really seem like they're full of it. And again, I'm talking about all of them.
And that's all of them.
You know.
And here's the thing. Yeah. I'm going to place an order. All right?
Okay.
I'm going to place an order real quick. This is what I want. I need mortgage and rent forgiveness or delay, right? I need some form of stimulus that reaches down to even a lower income than, you know what I'm saying? To a low income as well. Because the bill, man, it was like, yeah, y'all poor folks, y'all get out of here with that. Y'all don't need no money. I'm just like, wait, what?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I need corporations out of this. This ain't your time to shine. You get another turn. Go ahead. We'll talk to you later. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, if the brokerage fees on the moves that the super rich people, the shareholders are going to make based on what this allows them to do, whether it's, you know, stock buybacks or you know, limitations that they could place on those kind of moves. If those brokerage fees are going to eclipse the check that the one-time check that the average Joe is going to get,
right?
I mean, that's you're crazy.
I mean, and let's say I took my little money and put it on the stock market. Then what? Like, what, I make $100 on a 10% return or you know, $120? Like, come on, man, this. There are people arguing like, well, what are you going to do with it? Or, and my favorite people, if you don't like Donald Trump, send the check back. I'm like, man, Ugh. I was going to say something so mean, but, you know, live a long life. But just come on, man. Be quiet. Let's go be quiet and sit down somewhere. Like, you know what I mean? You're emotionally wrapped up in a
person. Stop posting memes. Stop posting memes. Get an original thought. Post an original thought.
Right.
Even if your thought is, I don't know what the hell is going on right
now. Hey, here's another
one. Post that.
Read. I just don't understand why people don't read. You realize the headline's one of the biggest, like, you know, most misinformation is in the headline and it's not even purposeful. You know what I'm saying? There's only so long a headline can be. Like, we have this thing. I actually want society to back off blaming the media. Yes, the media has played a large role in a lot of what we're going through. But I'm like, man, actually, y'all might need to back up off of that because y'all don't read the articles no way. And a lot of times, the information you keep saying the media is hiding is actually in the damn article. And I'll be like, yo, but it says it right there. You know what I'm saying? But I can't get people to understand a lot of, I don't want to say people, but some of the people I converse with, I cannot get them to understand it. Like, for example, no one's going to like me here. No one's going to like me here. There's an argument that down the line, there will be certain millionaires and billionaires arrested for being part of starting this virus. You know what I'm saying? Now,
like conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy
type?
Theory thing. Now listen. I've read and listened to some of the things that people have sent me. And to be fair, there is some argument that something, maybe not connected to, you know, COVID-19, but something weird is going on, not with these billionaires, but with the individuals that the article mentioned. And I'll get into that on another episode. You know what I'm saying? Because we close to the end here. But the thing here is, you didn't read the other side of your argument. You know what I'm saying? So science is now explaining, hey, if this was made in a lab, this is the most elaborate creation in the history of lab creations. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
foundationally,
right.
It's flawed to be created in a lab. But there's all this idea that because you believe something, because you believe it so much, that anything counter is sinister and insidious and trying to pull the wool over your eye. You see what I'm saying? Like, you won't back up two steps from your own opinion or your own belief and say, okay, wait, maybe I'm wrong. And remember, we went through the 5 whack commandments on the internet. Like, people should really go back and listen to that, because it's like, dude, this is how you end up wrong about something, but you won't admit it. And the more, I'm not saying these people are absolutely wrong, by the way. I'm saying as I read, I start to see some connection, some probably a little reachy here. We're throwing some, you know, we're lobbing some allegations. Yeah. But it's because we won't back up off of our belief. You know what I'm saying? We won't accept that we're wrong.
Yeah, that's the thing with conspiracy theories, right? Because it's if you have a theory, an original, you know, some sort of theory that you've cooked up on your own, and you may be completely full of it, but if you end up being wrong and you are also willing to say that you were wrong, that's hard enough.
Yeah.
Especially as a guy like us, right?
Yep.
If you are super into conspiracy theories, and then you have to go back and say that you were wrong. You were wrong about something that was really crazy. Generally speaking, right?
Right.
I mean, it's like you could, and it's always hindsight. Like, you can, if you, you know, grab a handful of sunflower seeds and throw them behind you, you could look in the street behind you on the sidewalk and see a picture of Jesus.
If you really wanted
to. It doesn't mean you meant to do that.
Nope. No,
you know what I'm saying?
No. Matter of fact, I would probably have a better conversation with people, and we could get into conspiracy theory, not particularly theories, but theorists next episode. But
yeah.
I probably would have a better conversation with a lot of y'all if, when you were clearly wrong, you said, all right, I was wrong about that, but there are other things that, you see what I'm saying? Instead of trying to change the angle every time you're disproven, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like,
right.
No, this has been disproven, right. Man. Like, that's it. It's over.
But we're not trying to copy edit your story. Your story was whack the beginning. It's like, don't adjust it to make it fit the narrative better. It's like, come on, man.
I'm saying.
Take the L.
It's like walking on campus in seventh grade, being the best rapper in school, and rapping a Big Daddy Kane verse. Like, no, man, you're not the best rapper. What?
I don't know. I don't know that that's the best example.
All right, fair enough. Come get some, you little bum. I was so shocked, yo. I'm recalling the memory right now. Anyway, man, okay, we out of time. Yo, you guys are on Rap Sucks Radio, the In Here Trippin' Edition. A new episode every single day. They may not all be political. They might be. It's whatever's on our mind for the day. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're going
to
be on.
It might be the whole discussion about cleavage.
It might.
You never know.
Viral cleavage. Right? Ugh. Doesn't that sound like a pretty good rock band name? That's another band name. I got to write down. I keep a list of band names.
Not bad.
Viral Cleavage. crack a can of Old Head Energy, man, whenever y'all around us. Catch us on rapsucksradio.com. Like, subscribe, discuss, get down with us. And on the count of three, we say peace. One, two, three. Peace.
Peace.
And we out of here, y'all.